As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County District Attorney's Office praises signing of AB 46. Howard Jarvis, the Taxpayers Association, announces November ballot initiative. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. District Attorney Dan Dow celebrated the signing of AB 46 into law yesterday, citing it as a major victory for crime victims and public safety in California. The law will go into effect January 1st, 2027. It restores judges' discretion to deny mental health diversion when an offender poses a substantial and undue risk to the physical safety of others. Penal codes intend to offer treatment instead of incarceration to individuals whose mental illness significantly contributed to their behavior. However, current law requires judges to grant these diversions once certain criteria are met. AB 46 will give judges the ability to consider dangerousness and treatment sustainability before granting diversion. This reform will help keep some very dangerous mentally ill offenders off the street while preserving treatment options for defendants who can safely and appropriately benefit from diversion, according to the DA's office. The bill was authored by Assemblywoman Stephanie Nguyen. As it is the fifth Tuesday of the month, there will be no Paso Robles or Atascadero City Council meetings tonight. Additionally, last week was the last Paso Robles School Board meeting until the start of the 2026-27 school year in August. Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association announces November ballot initiative. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association reached a compromise with state lawmakers over its two-thirds vote requirement initiative for the November ballot. The state legislature voted to place a constitutional amendment on the November ballot, which would tighten the requirements to enact, extend, or increase local special tax initiatives. A simple majority would require a two-thirds majority under the new law, if passed. HJTA president described it as a tremendous turnaround. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association agreed to withdraw its original initiative from the ballot as a result of this compromise. They say they anticipate it will pass overwhelmingly with a large coalition of supporters. America's 250th anniversary is approaching for this Saturday, July 4th, with several options in San Luis Obispo County for celebrating. The Paso Robles annual 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park kicks off at 4 p.m. The event draws in over 10,000 attendees each year and will feature live entertainment, food, activities, and of course, its fireworks show in the evening. Templeton's 4th of July parade starts at 9:30 a.m. at Templeton Park. Roads will close at 8:30 a.m. prior to the parade. The parade will loop around South Main Street, 8th Street, Crocker Street, and Gibson Road. Atascadero's 4th of July Music Festival will be held at the Lake Park Bandstand from 2 to 8 p.m. In Morro Bay, the first ever Independence Day drone show will be held on Friday, July 3rd for the city of Morro Bay. 200 drones will take to the sky from Tidelands Park and then out towards the bay. And a reminder that all fireworks, including safe and sane fireworks, are prohibited in unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the County Air Pollution Control District, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn this morning starting at 10 near 3270 Gallardi Road in San Luis Obispo. The operation will reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Smoke will be present in the area. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Athletics 9-4, the Mariners over the Angels 6-2, Diamondbacks beat the Giants 5-4, the Cubs over the Padres 3-2, the Tigers beat the Yankees 7-3. Tonight, the Angels will face the Mariners, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers will face the Athletics, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the state's 2026-27 state budget yesterday, releasing a video that outlines the philosophy of the state budget. There's no projected deficit this year or the next for the proposed $352 billion budget. It holds nearly $30 billion in reserves. The state's excise gas tax will rise by 2.2 cents starting this Wednesday, July 1st. This will bring California's gas tax to 63.4 cents per gallon. This applies to only the state's excise gas tax. It is separate from federal and sales taxes that are included at the pump. A 138-year-old Catholic private school is now being forced to shut down after agreeing to pay nearly $400 million to hundreds of clergy sex abuse survivors. The Archdiocese of San Francisco will compensate 530 survivors who say they were abused by clergy members as children. The private school opened in 1888 and recently transformed into a K-8 micro school with multi-age classrooms. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, an incredible opportunity for today's young people to get involved in the beef cattle industry is the Nile Merit Heifer Program. And applications are now being accepted for the 2026-2027 year. However, the deadline to apply is the close of business today, June 30th. Here's the Nile Shelby Shaw to talk more about this incredible live animal scholarship.
It is one of the legendary programs that the Nile offers to youth ages 12 to 16 across the United States and Canada, open to 4-H and FFA members. But the application process is something that is maybe a little daunting for some, but also very rewarding in the end. And it is important for youth in agriculture to take note at what we do and as far as the paperwork and the recommendation letters, as well as the self-promotion through a YouTube video. And that's how we start the program, is with those application parameters.
Again, the application deadline for the Nile Merit Heifer Program is the close of business today. Get more information at thenile.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our big early summer special, 50,000 head of cattle on record-breaking prices for all classes with big, big demand. Our next sale is our big summertime classic that'll be July 20, 21, and 22. That consignment deadline is this coming Thursday on July the 2nd. If you want to be part of that catalog, get a hold of us at 866-616-5035. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com for all the details.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
KPRL News continues at 617. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit RanchWiFi.com. In 2017, as dozens of wildfires ravaged California's wine country, University of California Davis researcher Natalia Pinzon witnessed the devastation firsthand. The experience showed Pinzon the necessity of including farmers and ranchers in the state's wildfire preparedness and mitigation efforts. She said farmers play an important part in preventing wildfires by reducing wildfire fuels, for example. They also create a social infrastructure that is so important during disaster response. Pinzon told AgAlert in an interview, quote, "During a disaster, what we need most for immediate response is integrated social networks and integrated communities that can leverage existing resources quickly and mobilize. That can make a huge difference for a community's ability to survive an event like this." Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit RanchWiFi.com. Traffic Report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there's a traffic collision on Highway 41 South, just south of the county line, north of the Chelam Y. CHP says a semi-truck hit a guardrail and the roadway is currently open in both directions. They have several units at the scene. Again, CHP reports there's a traffic collision on Highway 41 South, just north of the Chelam Y, near the county line, where a semi-truck hit a guardrail. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, and into Monday and Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, mid 80s on Monday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow closed at a record on Monday. It's the last day of the month and quarter. The NASDAQ could see the biggest gain for the second quarter in 6 years, helped by moderating crude oil prices. As the July 4th holiday weekend approaches, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Fox and Friends says the administration is monitoring gas prices. He urged gasoline retailers to be good actors because he says we're watching and it's time to do something for the American people. AOL, the company that invented You've Got Mail, is to relaunch on the NASDAQ tomorrow. Tech company Bending Spoons, an Italy-based firm, completed its purchase of AOL from investment firm Apollo Global Management earlier this year. It is planning to revitalize AOL. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. The perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us. Coming up this afternoon, Barry, protecting what matters. Ooh, he's loaded with this one. Jan Wolf and Juanita McDaniel, Atascadero Republican Women Federated. The issues. County Republicans, are they being locked out of the volunteer poll worker jobs and other things? Also, Multi-Generational Grape and Grain Society, Jay Leach, Kaylin Clark, and William Barnaby, talking about lots of things, the multi-generational look at the culture, politics, and the state of our country and the world. So, enjoy that this afternoon. Speaking of enjoying things, most of us enjoy the California Mid-State Fair. And, again, as I mentioned yesterday, since we gave the tickets away several months ago, some plans have changed for some of the people, and they at least were kind enough to let us know and that they will not be able to use the ticket. So I've got today and tomorrow to give away some more of these. They're not reused because they haven't been used yet, but I'll just say that anyway. Let's see here. I've got, and these come with admission tickets as well. So I've got two for Three Dog Night coming on Friday, July 24th. And then I also have two for Lainey Wilson coming on Friday, July 17th. So email me, Kevin, at kprl.com, and I will let you know through the email if you have these two tickets to go see the Really Big Shoes and to enjoy our fantastic fair. That's all you got to do. You don't need to email me six times with the same email address. One is sufficient. As a matter of fact, when you do that, you're... never mind. Let's see. All right. Chris, what do you got today?
Not a lot, actually.
I don't either.
I was kind of struggling this morning.
Okay. Let me see. How can I do this? Okay. So I had a text come in yesterday, and I did read it on the air, and it was pretty easy. It was a question. It said, "It's simply amazing so many people in this country still believe giving the government more money is the solution, even after all the proof, the corruption, and the fraud exposed. I would also add to that the ineptness of the government using our money, or stealing it. I prefer to say steal. I'm not going to play semantics. They are stealing it." So, the gas tax that, by the way, fill up your tanks today because it's going up 2.2 cents more a gallon here in the fine Golden State. Now, the reason why I read that text is because people are ticked off. AAA has stated that California, we're paying $1.65 more than the national average. $1.65 more. Okay? So, and Newsom has been asked to, you know, hey, don't do this. He's not listening. Because the state needs money, despite what he said about the budget, and I'll get to that in a moment. However, here's something you need to realize, or maybe you have forgotten. This policy of this, the transportation law, this goes back to 2017. Now, these gasoline excise tax increases are indexed to inflation and rise annually. Why am I going back to 2017, because that's when the policy took place. But you know what? Again, this is why I read that text. The voters of California rejected a 2018 ballot measure to repeal that law. Think about that. We had an opportunity to repeal that law back in 2018, and the state of California, at least the citizens, said, no, we'd rather go ahead and continue to have this annual increase. Why? Well, of course, just like Slocog, they're going to make our roads look like we're going to Oz. They're going to be paved with gold and so forth and so on. And where is the money going to? A lot of it's going into the general fund, going to, as I always bring up, homelessness and illegals in this state. So that's where a lot of the money is going to. But we had the opportunity to reject it, but we didn't. So can you blame the lawmakers then for doing this? I wouldn't. May not like it, but heck, they were for it, most of them. But the ballot measure got on, and no. So you people wanted to give more money to the, or give the government more power to put an initiative that it's raised automatically. How about that? Pretty darn amazing, isn't it? So, congratulations. Congratulations to the people of California who rejected the ballot measure back in 2018 to repeal the law. Okay. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Or pathetic. Okay. Speaking of pathetic, as most of you know that I have a high disregard for adults in decision-making processes, particularly in certain areas, because a lot of them are, what's the line from Blazing Saddles, Gene Wilder? Morons. Okay, so I saw this yesterday, and I go, well, I got to look at this, And the headline says Ford, that is the motor company, they rehire experienced engineers after AI misses the mark. Okay. You might say, well, oh, that's good. Well, it is for Ford and the people that got rehired. They rehired experienced human engineers to help address the shortcomings of artificial intelligence. Imagine that. But what I laughed at is the Ford's vice president. He says, artificial intelligence is fantastic, but it's only as good as the... Artificial intelligence is a fantastic tool, but it's only as good as the information you use to train it. Over prior years, listen to this, we didn't pay as much attention as we should have to the experience of our most knowledgeable engineers. That's from a vice president of a pretty darn big corporation. You didn't listen to the engineer's experience, the expertise? And you had some failures and some issues with the AI, and now you're going to bring them back? And, of course, he's slapping himself on the back for doing this because he's quite the humanitarian. They've hired about 300 veteran engineers to work in its vehicle engineering division. How about that? And they're running mandatory special. I mean, it's maddening. It's absolutely maddening that it took, you assume this guy is well educated. Or, you know, whatever things you want to attach to it. So, and it, maybe it wasn't his decision initially, but you couldn't figure that out. And again, this is a history lesson because if you go back to some of the big corporate moves in the 80s, let me see here, the early to mid 80s, and I know one for a fact, Atlantic Richfield, which became ARCO. And they also acquired Anaconda Aluminum, Anaconda Wire and Cable.
rather. So Atlantic Richfield was pretty darn big. So what did they do in mostly the mid-80s? Well, so they have this big merger. Now it's ARCO. They're going to do the little one-stops. You can get gas, you can get beer, you can get guns, you can get marijuana. I'm just kidding. But you understand, they become convenience stores too. All right, great. Americans love that stuff. So what they started to do was they got some of the top folks in management positions and so forth. Well, they're making too much money, and we have this big merger, so we're going to have to do something. Well, they started just writing checks to these, I'll just say, old folks. You're done. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Well, they were bringing in younger, less experienced people, okay? Well, guess what they had to do it about a year and a half later? Yep, they had to bring a lot of these people back. Why? Well, because the youngins didn't have the experience, or maybe the know-how. I don't know about that, but it was a lot to do with experience. So they had to bring back the older guys. And in some cases, the older guys, they had them right by the pants. Oh, you want me to come back? Well, guess what? I want a little bit more money than what you were paying me, which those executives were making good money to begin with. And not in all cases, but in many cases, ARCO had to relent because they made a really stupid decision. Now, I'm guessing that in business schools, some of these situations that have happened have to have been taught over the last 40 years. And I would think so, particularly considering that it's Atlantic Richfield, pretty famous company in our country. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I have a couple of issues. One goes back to what happened with Dan Dow and Bruce Gibson when Dan was talking about his not getting enough funding for his department. Mm-hmm. And he said he had legal issues. And Bruce Gibson said to him, "Are you threatening to sue the county?" And I don't know what Dan said, but a fellow teacher years ago taught me when somebody said something like that, his response was, "I imply nothing. You may infer as you wish." Anyway, I like that one. Anyway, the other issue is I understand that I got this from Greg Haskin from Colab, that some group from Arizona, I think that's where they're from, is trying to sue the Parks and Rec to stop off-road riding, claiming biodiversity and species protection. Okay? Well, I got a degree in biology from Cal Poly, and one of the things we learned was evolution. And one of the precepts of evolution is survival of the fit. And what that means is if a species is not fit for the environment it's in, it either adapts or becomes extinct. And that's been true for billions of years. And the snowy plover, in my opinion, should be extinct. It's not fit. What humans do is natural, and that's part of nature. And if off-road riders wipe out the snowy plover, that's the way it is. Okay, the other title they use is called biodiversity. If you look at Antarctica, if any of you have ever been there or ever studied it, you find the biodiversity there is very limited. It used to be they had palm trees and dinosaurs living in Antarctica because Antarctica was up on the equator. Now all that's gone. There's very little biodiversity in Antarctica, and yet the Earth keeps going and species still survive. So both are concepts, in my opinion, are wrong, that we got to save the snowy plover and maintain biodiversity. No, we don't. Neither one of them is necessary.
Okay, I'm just assuming here that all creatures on Earth have a purpose. Is that accurate?
I'll tell you that this came up in Sunday school years ago. What's the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to solve problems. That's it. Because every time you solve a problem, you create four more, or five more, or six more problems. So all we do, every organism, just spends their whole lives solving problems. So that's your purpose.
Okay, so but there must be a quote unquote overall purpose of why we have why there are certain types of, and not talking humans but animals, because they what either prey on each other, help each other, you know, numerous things. So I'll go to the snowy plover. What is the importance of the snowy plover?
Nothing that I can think of. Sorry.
Well, okay. So, and again, I'm asking because I simply don't know. What do they do, and why do so many people feel it's important for them to be where they're at?
Feelings. They're making their decision based on feelings, the emotion. They feel sorry for them. They think they're cute.
Well,
yeah, that's my opinion. They're not using their brains. They're using their feelings.
Some people think squirrels are cute, too. You don't want them in your house.
Or in my yard, actually, ground squirrels.
Oh,
right.
No, yeah, they're all over the place this year.
Just want to shoot them
left or right. Okay. Is there an average of how long a species lasts?
I doubt it. If you go back paleontologically or... about 99% or more of all species that have ever lived are right now extinct.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example of what you're kind of thinking. They found in Wyoming and other places nests of dinosaur eggs that are fossilized. Those baby dinosaurs didn't even live long enough to hatch. And they've been sitting there for 60, 70 million years, just sitting there under the ground. And you look at that, okay, what purpose did they serve? I don't know. I can't answer that one. But they never got a chance to live. They died of a volcanic eruption.
Well, okay, then, you know, again, this gets into, you know, way beyond my realm, so excuse me if I indulge you with some idiotic questions. Then what is the purpose of the animals? If you're saying that most of them serve no purpose, and I'm not a scientist, obviously, but I think that many animals probably serve, have a purpose. So then what's the point of all of this?
Well, my answer to that would be this. If you're looking out there in the world trying to find a purpose for things, I don't think you'll find it. Where you're going to find purpose is inside yourself. You have to look inside to give yourself a purpose.
Well, if we look too much inside, we might be considered, if we're just looking at ourselves on the inside, we could be considered extremely selfish and egotistical people.
Shall I go to Adam Smith on that? Have you read Wealth of Nations? He addressed that issue in Wealth of Nations.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, that's okay. One of the precepts in Wealth of Nations was that when people selfishly look after their own needs, they raise the wealth of the nation the most. The second precept was when people are free to do whatever they want, they are the most productive. Those are two precepts of Adam Smith. So selfishness actually is a benefit.
Okay, so because we want to do good for ourselves, which in turn eventually does good for others.
That's right. When I want something from you, I have to do something for you or somebody else in order to get what I want. So yeah, a dentist doesn't fix your teeth for your benefit. He fits him for his own benefit.
Okay, so does that mean we're using one another?
Of course we are. I use the dentist. He fixes my teeth. And he does it not for my benefit, but for his own. Now, I receive a benefit. My teeth get better.
Okay, so does the benefit have to be mutual? Or is that where we get to the slimy side of things, where I use somebody and it hurt them just to get my way?
Well, that's not how capitalism works. I'm a laissez-faire capitalist. I say... my position is called quid pro quo. That means something for something. In order for me to get something from you, I have to do something for you, either pay you or provide a benefit for you. And that's the way capitalism works. We all benefit.
Okay, but can't we live on, I mean, I understand capitalism, and I agree with you. And plus, we have to buy things to, like, put food in our stomachs to survive. But on the other side of it, can't we just get the enjoyment of helping people without them having to help us in return because they are not capable of doing it? I think a lot of people, not all, but many people who volunteer because they have a good heart. And they want to do good things for other people because they, one, have the ability to do it, and they like to do it.
Okay. Then they get a benefit because they like to do it. That's a benefit that they get. Let me give you an example of something I say in Sunday school pretty regularly. If you want to, selfishness, I selfishly want to end human hunger, get world peace, and a Corvette. Okay, all those things, if I want those things, I'm selfishly trying to get what I want, including...
Realistically, I have a better chance, although not a good chance, of getting that Corvette and thinking that I could end world hunger. Because world hunger will never end.
Let me address that. Okay, before the pandemic, world hunger virtually disappeared on Earth, and the reason
I'm not believing that.
Okay, well,
just for the sake of conversation, let's continue.
Sure. Okay. Now, the reason had nothing to do with government. It had nothing to do with churches or volunteers. The two reasons were selfish farmers growing as much food as they could to make as much money as they could, and transportation companies building huge ships, and they did it not to help end human hunger, but to make money. They built huge ships that could produce food or transport food all around the world. That's what ended, and I think it ended for a little while, human hunger. There was enough food on Earth for everybody for a while, and it could happen again. But it's all selfish. All the people doing it, the farmers were selfish. They don't grow food to benefit you. They grow food to benefit themselves. And the transportation companies don't build huge ships for benefit. They do it to make money.
All right.
As long as they make money, they stay in business.
Okay, so let's tie this into government. Then the government doesn't do things to so-called help the people. They're doing it to help themselves.
Absolutely.
Power corrupts. corrupts.
Right.
All right, sir. I'm up against the clock, but I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
You're welcome. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The county DA's office celebrated the signing of AB 46 into law yesterday, citing it as a major victory for crime victims and public safety in California. The law will allow judges to deny mental health diversion for offenders when they pose a substantial and undue risk to the physical safety of others. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association reached a compromise with state lawmakers over its two-thirds vote requirement initiative for the November ballot. State legislator voted to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot, which would tighten requirements for special tax initiatives. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump says Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are on their way to meet with Iranian leaders for another round of talks today.
President Trump saying that tomorrow's meeting came at the request of Iran. Now, Iran's foreign ministry saying this is not the case and that while they've been in contact with mediators in Qatar, that no technical talks are scheduled.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Today is the final day of the Supreme Court's current term and three major rulings are expected.
Cases include the closely watched
challenge to President Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship. Lower courts have concluded the action violates or likely violates the 14th Amendment. Another case is one involving a Republican challenge to campaign finance limits and LGBTQ rights cases from Idaho and West Virginia that deal with transgender students in public school sports.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents an unforgettable summer of live entertainment. Catch country sensation Warren Zeiders on July 2nd, R&B legends Boyz II Men on July 9th, island favorites Kolohe Kai on July 25th, Aaron Lewis on August 8th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings on August 15th, and comedy superstar Bert Kreischer on September 18th. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Plus, save $5 on each ticket purchased on-site with your Premier Club card. Only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
All righty, it is 9.5 minutes away from 7. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
World Cup 2026 on Monday in the knockout round. Brazil rallied for 2 second-half goals to take down Japan 2-1 in Houston. Paraguay ousted Germany on penalties in Foxborough after an apparent German winning goal in extra time was overturned by VAR. And last night, Morocco booted the Netherlands on PKs in Guadalupe, Mexico. So two of the top 10 teams coming into the tournament are out. Three more games today. The U.S. faces Bosnia-Herzegovina tomorrow in Santa Clara. Baseball, the Rangers beat the Guardians 6-3 for their fifth straight win. Cameron Cawley tripled in the seventh inning for his first big league hit, then scored the go-ahead run. Well done, Meat. Red Sox ripped the Nationals 6-3. Wilson Contreras and Caleb Durbin went deep in the first inning. Boston has won 5 in a row. Tigers pounced on the Yankees 7-3. New York has lost 5 straight. Blue Jays shaded the Mets 2-1. George Springer led off the bottom of the first inning with a little league homer. A fly ball to left that bounced past Juan Soto and rolled to the wall where center fielder A.J. Ewing booted it as Springer just circled the bases. Mariners whipped the Angels 6-2. Oh, to be young again. Cole Young homered twice. Seiya Suzuki's walk-off RBI single pushed the Cubs past the Padres 3-2.
So I just knew going into that at bat, you know, I need to pick one pitch, then my spot. And in that at bat, there's only going to be that one pitch. So don't miss it.
Marlins topped the Rockies 10-7. Sandy Alcantara went 6-0 in the month of June. Dodgers drilled the A's 9-4. Shohei Ohtani mashed a three-run tater. Max Muncy also went deep. Now, that's L.A. Max Muncy, who batted seventh and played third base. Not to be confused with Max Muncy, who played third base and batted seventh for the Athletics. Sometimes you can't even tell the players with a scorecard. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. Clouds early, then sunshine. Highs right around 80. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 50, and we'll be right around the, 80 today, and then 70 tomorrow. Low 70s on your Thursday. Friday, upper 70s, a beautiful 4th of July. Low to mid 80s, same on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 11, up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. All right, moving gently along here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
hoot. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be hither and yon, get them back home over the river and through the woods is where we need to do, or you need to do, or if you find one or you lose one or whatever the heck I'm talking about. But that won't be the case because there's nothing on the board today for the world. Famous Pet Alert. Chris, you know, back in the day, and a lot of people play this, some consider it a sport, and that would be golf. Okay. Do you consider golf a sport?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk off there.
I know you wouldn't like that answer.
Of course not.
That's not why I said it, though.
I know. What were the first golf balls stuffed with?
They were stuffed with something, huh?
Yep. Which I will give you a little bit of a maybe hint.
Okay.
Animal rights activists would be probably upset about this in today's world.
Hmm. I'm going to say animal bones.
Something softer.
Softer, okay. Cartilage.
Nope, the first golf balls were stuffed with bird feathers.
That's all, huh?
That's it. I don't know. Titleist? I don't know how far they went. But maybe they flew like the birds. I don't know. Anyway, for those, there you go. You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or reception, that's the best part, or the best place, reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia all set and ready to go, and it's brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, Templeton, and, of course, the airport, 1-9er Diner. Qualifying for a gift certificate contest, rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. You know, like yesterday, you're going to have to listen and come up with the answer. Okay. Now, George Washington read the Declaration of Independence in front of City Hall in New York on July 9th, 1776. In fact, a riot broke out as he was reading, in part as a reaction to the fact that the British naval ships were occupying the harbor at the time. Now, during the riot, a statue of King George was toppled and melted down. It was melted down to make what? So, the folks go nuts. They think it's Detroit or Chicago, but it's New York City. Well, not much difference these days. And they topple the statue of King George and they melt it down. And what did they melt it down to make? 238-5775-238-KPRL. What do you think they did with that melted down statue?
This one ain't coming to me as easy as it did yesterday.
Okay, I'm going to have, it has to do with the Revolutionary Army. So they melted it down. Think about the statue and what it was probably made of. And they melted it down, and I'll just say, it's kind of ironic that they would melt down the statue of King George, and they would melt this, and they used it for what? I think it's ingenious. I love this type of stuff. Hi, good morning.
Basketballs to fight with.
Excuse me?
Basketballs for the muskets.
That's right.
Bullets.
Yeah, they made 42,000 muskets, but musket balls.
Yeah, they have to fight with. Give them back to King George.
You want King George back? Here you go. Here you go. Bam, 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 bam,
one,
bam.
One at a time.
That's ingenious. And
brilliant.
Very frugal, and the government didn't have to tax anybody to get it.
No, not without representation anyway.
That's right. Well done, sir. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, Jack Jacobs.
All right, Jack, we have you down as a qualifier. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye. There you go. Right. Yep. So musket balls, that's what they were used. Also, this would be, I wouldn't use this as a trivia question because this would be one of those, I don't know what I would say, but there was a female signature on the Declaration of Independence. May not be aware of that.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. As it's the fifth Tuesday of the month, there will be no Paso Robles or Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. Additionally, last week was the last Paso Robles School Board meeting until the start of the 2026-27 school year in August. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the county APCD, CAL FIRE will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn starting this morning at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gallardi Road in San Luis Obispo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
So Mary Catherine Goddard, who was commissioned by Congress to print copies of the important document, added her name below the original signature's names. It's not clear why she included her name. She was a well-known patriot, one of the first women publishers and postmasters in the young country. So look her up, Mary Catherine Goddard. She did sign below everybody else's. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.